The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Power Up Branding. Thank you for joining us today. I am very excited to have you here. We have a special guest that I'm going to be introducing shortly, and he's going to help me answer that all-important question of who are you? Really. The episodes, first three episodes, were all about building your brand and building the branding understanding blocks. That is your foundation. So I'm really happy that we covered that because now we get to the really fun stuff. And this is your hour, like I like to say, the joy of self-discovery. The next level that we're going to conquer today is completing your understanding by breaking the elements down so that you can build up a bigger and better you. That's that point B I refer to, that higher self, that bigger person, that better person inside of you. Just as a reminder, you already have all the pieces. You just need a little reassembly or polishing. So think of this like building your brand new house, and your house is filled with the essence of you. All those lovely layers, all that depth, all that substance, and that personality, that profitable personality that we're creating here today. Today's question is, who are you? Really. And the answer is simple. Who you are. That's too simple. So we have something here for you that will expand on that. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Where did I go? It seems only yesterday when I looked in the mirror, I saw someone I recognized. Those little pieces of myself that I gave away, one by one, seemed so insignificant at the time. What has become of me? That is the point of reference for this. That is how I began my journey 4 years ago. I like to refer, I replaced my backbone with a wishbone. And it's much, much stronger to have a backbone. So that's what we're building here today. And we are going to help you discover why knowing who you really are is so important, so liberating, so powerful. What I mean by so important is showing up and delivering your gifts and being in a position to help others. So liberating is what I like, how I define brand, which stands for be radiant, awesome, nimble, and dynamic. So powerful, and this is what we're going to cover today, is aligned with boundaries, the top signature character strengths we're going to go over. This is your filter for decisions, which is awesome. This is the power. You have less regrets, less fear, less doubt, less worry. All cylinders are firing, and you are on. So almost ready to introduce my guest, but I want to get your mindset into this space. Just heard this yesterday. William Shatner, well known, he, you know, is remodeling his house with his wife, real life, okay? So he compares that house to his space now. Obviously, he had covered different space before. I mean, what a way to get your house paid for by remodeling it and on TV. So he says, and I always like to use a high example to just show you that this guy is an individual too and has the same hopes and desires. And he said, I'm William Shatner, and I deserve better than this. Join me on the adventure. And he says, as my wife takes me out of my comfort zone. William Shatner, out of his comfort zone. Okay, so we are going to take you from ordinary to extraordinary. Normally it takes 10,000 hours. We're going to shorten those hours with me as your guide, and my guest as my helper, and This is going to help you figure out the real you so that you can achieve the clarity and focus to reach your goals. Andrew and I met a little over 3 years ago at a speaking event, and we had a mindset connection on the Start With Why by Simon Sinek. So Andrew, as an individual, is dedicated, charismatic, and tenacious. Andrew Kolakoff always finds a solution needed to reach goals. He uses innovative ways to move business forward and accelerate the learning curve. Besides that, he has an uncanny ability to know what buttons to push and which doors to open and not open. And that's also how we connected, because that's what I like to do. Now, Andrew, after more than 15 years of serving as chief science officer, not-for-profit founder, and university adjunct professor, he realized, this is very important, he realized his talent was more communicating and selling the science than actually doing it. But he had to do it first before he realized that. And as a result, today Andrew has now become one of the leading consultants, writers, speakers, strategic sales and marketing strategists, and business and personal development mentors, as he calls the inner game of happiness and success. Welcome, Andrew.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure. I hope I can live up to all that.
Well, you're here.
I am here.
Right?
Exactly.
Like even William Shatner, join me on this adventure as I take you out of your comfort zone.
Which I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone. I can't say I've done this before, so.
Well, there's got to be a first time for everything, right?
Yeah, so.
Were you born running?
No.
Okay, good. Because no one else was, and we seem to forget that. I mean, a lot of it, you know, you see the, hey, look, they, just use the same example, they're cooking, making cookies in their kitchen, all of a sudden they're on Shark Tank, making millions. No. There's a lot of in between, so that's the part we're going to cover. And like I said, it's guiding out, you know, you sharing your wisdom. I introduced you first as an individual, because that's who you are, first and foremost. And second, that school of knowledge that you brought here. And we're going to do that all within an hour. That's why I call it the power hour. Let's cover a lot of stuff.
Let's do it.
All right. So we've got to start with the all importance of self-awareness. And I want Andrew to share his view of self-awareness and the importance of it.
I'd be happy to. I believe that people have a vision, a knowing of themselves, but there's really two knowings of knowing of yourself, and that's at the macro level and at the micro level. At the macro level, we know kind of what we want to be when we grow up. We know we want a family, we want kids, some of us. We want maybe a nice car, a nice house. We want to travel. We want maybe to have meaningful work, and that's how we view how we know ourselves and how we react to certain things, what things make us comfortable versus uncomfortable. But then there's the micro level. And the micro level is how you are, or as I like to say, how you be from moment to moment to moment. And why are you that way? Why do you react certain ways in the way that you do habitually that you maybe haven't even bothered to stop and reflect on that? And
it's how you're wired, you mean?
Exactly. and it's actually taking the time to explore that within yourself at the micro level where we really begin to know ourselves.
So why do you think most people don't? That's why you're here. Why don't they take the time? It's not comfortable. I know the answer.
You have to lean into the discomfort of everything in your life. And
the good, most, the bad, the pretty, and the ugly.
A lot of most people, they're obviously disinclined to lean into the things that make them the most uncomfortable. But it's through that where you really discover not only who you are, but very interestingly, I have learned, and I don't mean just from my own experience, I've been researching and doing this for a long time, but you also find out what you're capable of. And maybe what you're not. And I think that's what's so important about leaning into all that makes you uncomfortable.
That is a great explanation. And before we go to break, I have a great example for that. Okay. I go to the gym on occasion, sometimes more than others, and there's a rock climbing wall. And my friend and I always looked at it and I said, oh, that looks so easy. Why isn't it bigger? Why isn't it more challenging? Well, one day I put that harness on and I went and a whole range of emotions came and I fell and I got back up. I mean, so it's a great example because that's, I didn't know, but looking at it from the outside.
Absolutely. I have a similar story, and my story is, you know, I have two graduate degrees. You know, when you have to present your thesis in front of faculty, I was terrified at that point in my life. I was very young to speak publicly. I was terrified, and I can't even begin to tell you.
Well, that's where I started.
I think my voice was shaking. And then after I got going and I did it, I realized in looking back that I was actually really good at it and that my fear had prevented me from realizing that about myself. So if it wasn't for the system to force me to do it, I wouldn't have done it. So, and that's what maybe we'll talk about today, is great leaders don't need necessarily a system to lean into that which is uncomfortable.
Just have to do it. So I have a quick question before we go to break. Were you thinking when you were speaking? Because that's what I find is when I think too much, I'm in my head. I'm not in the moment. So were you thinking, or you just showed up and started speaking?
Well, I was way too much in my head because I was so afraid. But you have to.
You had to deliver.
I was forced to show up if I wanted to get what, you know, all that money paid for. I had to go through it.
Talk about lighting a fire. That's actually good, though. Good way to make yourself accountable, too, if you don't have that in place.
Well, and that's what I admire about you, and what the audience doesn't know is we've become friendly because you hold your nose and jump into so many things that just absolutely, really, I have to just
You know why? Because I want it behind me instead of in front of me.
You really are remarkable that way. The amount of things, I mean, even this show, I mean, you had never done, to my knowledge, a radio show.
No.
And you said, I'm doing it. And this is just, for those that don't know Kathy, you know, it's just so typical with Kathy. She knows how to lean into everything that is uncomfortable.
Well, thank you. I'm being branding and the branding lady. I have to do everything I say, so I have to be careful what I say. And with that, we are going to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to cover the 5 character signature strengths.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Tune in to The Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Inside Healthcare is the only radio program focused solely on the healthcare industry. We bring together new and experienced entrepreneurs and industry veterans from throughout the country who are changing the dynamic on how healthcare is delivered today. Join us as we ask the tough questions, explore current topics, and discuss the new partners and models in healthcare that successfully address the needs of population health across the country. Listen Mondays at 6 a.m. Pacific Time and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back. This is Kathy Bass, your host, with my guest, Andrew Kolakoff. We were just discussing getting to the core of who are you, really. And we were talking about self-awareness and going to be getting into the top five signature character strengths and how that creates consistency. And the getting to the core of who you are really, and like Andrew was saying before, is you don't know until you try something. And the power of self-awareness is, I mean, he said something that really caught my attention, and that was on the macro and the micro level, which is very key. So, Andrew, I'd love to hear more about expanding on the micro level of self-awareness.
Let me give you an example of what I mean of a higher self knowing of who you are. Imagine you're sitting on a park bench, and it's a beautiful sunny day. There's blue skies. You can actually hear the birds chirping and singing. You can, in the distance, hear the laughter of children from a nearby little playground in the park. It's amazing how quiet it is. You can even hear the leaves rustling as the wind passes through it.
I've just left the building.
And there you are in the moment, taking it all in. But then something happens, Kathy. You have a thought, and then that thought takes you down a path of another thought. And sometimes, very often, there's a chain of habitual thoughts. One leads into the other. And then, very interestingly, on one of those thoughts, an emotion gets attached to that thought. And you're like, oh, my God, that's right. I need to do this, or I have to do that, or you're thinking about this person, or you're thinking. And then all of a sudden, something happens, like snap. And you stop your thoughts, and there you are, back on the park bench, saying, oh, my God, that's right. It's a really nice day. I should be taking this in.
Is that what they call the monkey brain, the chatter?
Perhaps. And so, really, life, as Eckhart Tolle would say, is just a bunch of nows, each and every now. And I think sometimes we get so wrapped up in our thoughts. And what people don't realize is that we can actually control that. We can control that we have these thoughts. We can control the path of those thoughts. This has actually been proven scientifically. And we actually can interrupt them and become more present and back to center.
What you said really stood out, because I'm viewing it from a different, from the audience out there, where they're looking, and as well as myself. You attach meaning to your thought. Didn't it just become heavier, that thought?
Well, once we can attach, exactly, and we weight that meaning as do we weight our emotions on the thoughts. But it all starts with thoughts.
Yes.
That's where it all begins. So we are actually in control of that. So that, I think, will give you a better understanding of what I mean by the micro level. How well do we even know that about ourselves?
And that answer, I mean, that's what we're trying to get to, is who are you? Such a simple question. Everyone says, oh, I know who I am, but it's how you're wired, and that's where the self-awareness comes in, because it puts a light on it, and you say, oh, that's why I did this. I can do it differently next time if you didn't like
yes.
the outcome.
And what inspired me to come, you know, to study all this and write about it in a book was I looked at who were great leaders and super successful leaders, and they seemingly had a deeper level of introspection and this ability than those who don't. you know, don't achieve the results that they want in their life. And they actually work on it.
You have to. Otherwise you're on that, like, treadmill.
Right. And there's ways to work on it. And that's what inspired me to write the book that I wrote.
Which is called The Blind Spot. That's on there. Sold on Amazon.com.
Yes.
I downloaded it, read it, and digested the whole thing.
Well, it's a short ebook. The whole purpose of the book was to create a manual of change.
Yeah.
Is to say, okay, you know, in reality, if you're a small business owner or you're a startup, your business is only ever going to be as good as you are. Ha. So the question is, how good are you and what are you doing to get better?
That's it. And Shark Tank, big fan. You know, the most important takeaway, they don't buy the idea or the product, the service.
Exactly.
They buy the person
buy
behind
the person.
It.
So, and so I often say, you know, I think so much of what we read and listen to on the radio and hear is, you know, other people spin on the same ideas.
Yes.
And the same things. And people do it because everybody has different digestion rates and different ways to understand.
Different things that resonate.
And, you know, one thing that I'd like to think is an original thought that I had is that so many business owners, small business owners, entrepreneurs, they use their business to help them grow because they're constantly being challenged by it.
Yes.
And I say so few actually use their growth to grow their business. They don't do it in reverse. And, you know, I'm here to tell you today, you actually can. You can actually elevate where you are to where you want to be. And it takes work and practice, and there's actually practical ways you can do it. And it
starts to get there faster, not the shortcut.
And going back to what you know, why I'm here, it all starts with a greater self-awareness. And discovering on top of that, you know, what are your signature, you know, if you're a great leader, I guarantee you, you know what your signature strengths are, and you leverage them every day. You're crystal clear. So if somebody was to ask you, Kathy, what do you think your top five strengths are? And I guarantee you, most people would have to think about it,
mm-hmm.
and they'd have to pause. Well, you ask people who are super successful, not only do they know, but they practice using it every day.
And that's what creates the momentum, and you don't want to, and that's what we talked about too, the moment and the momentum and the self-awareness again, a key thing I'm remembering one of our discussions, you have to detach yourself from everyone. When I started doing my workshops, people would give me constructive criticism and they'd be shocked after, how come you're not, you know, freaking out, you're not crying? I said, because the whole goal is that I'm a work in progress and I want to get this better. And see, it's about the audience. This is bigger than me. And that's why you're here and this question and that self-awareness and that work.
It goes right into branding because the whole question of the company is, who really are they?
And
what is the brand? Why does it exist?
It's a living, breathing entity, evolving.
There's great parallels there. And it's interesting, you know, you should mention detachment because Deepak Chopra, in his book, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, one of those laws is the law of detachment.
You have to, otherwise you're going to go in that heavy
weight. We get too attached to result rather than and what we believe is supposed to happen or what we want to manufacture to happen or that is given to us now that it takes us out of the now.
Yep.
And focusing on the journey, which is really what it's all about.
That is. And that, yeah, part of my thing too is clearing out the clutter, setting up your space, starting with a blank canvas. And we're going to go to a break in a little bit, a few minutes. Before we go to break, we're going to cover, you know, clearing out the clutter. And because that journey, the moment, I mean, we've boiled this down to the nuggets for you guys to get to that. Because my pet peeve is that saying, fake it till you make it. And I did an episode on person versus persona, and it's that higher self. And I use the example of, you know, me and dogs. Okay, you have a puppy and their paws are so big, doesn't fit the body. It doesn't mean it's not real. It's not authentic. It's faking it. It just hasn't grown into
itself.
Its body. So look at it that way, not the other way. The five, because this is key, and this is covered in Andrew's book, The Blind Spot, appropriately named. That's what we're shining light on, the blind spot right now. His top five signature character strengths are: one, appreciation of beauty and excellence; two, bravery; three, fairness; four, gratitude; five, perspective. And I could say, knowing him the past 3+ years, that those are his. That's his thread. He did the test. He came up with these. And there's a quick way you can do that. And what I always
it's
say
in the
too
book.
Is, yeah, and get ask other people, again, detach yourself from what they say and see what fits you. I mean, I like it like it's in, like an outfit. Does it fit or not? Does this not
Well,
cool?
I mean, it's important to know who you are.
The core. This is
you,
the core.
You have to know who you are, because everything that you create is a reflection of you.
Mirror, mirror on the
wall. Including your business and your brand. So you must have incredible clarity with yourself. And knowing what your top five signature strengths are is so important. Those are mine. A good way to find out what yours are is not only to write them down, what you think they are, but go to 5, 10 people that you think really know you, both personally and professionally, and ask them what they think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And compare and contrast and really narrow it down to what you believe it is. And once if you write it down and you see it every day in a journal and you know, then you know how to use that every day in everything you do, because, and by the way,
that's what creates the consistency.
And that brings us to, you know, even having a journal, and I see that we have to go to break soon, but seeing it with your eyes, not just having it in your head, is so important, Kathy.
Clarity. That is, and that's what creates the consistency. So the what I love about branding the most, people say, how do I know if it's right or wrong? That is the beauty of it. So the list he's talking about, you have it. It's when you know you can own it, and that's when you know it's right, because there's, you know, it's a process to get there, and you see it, and you just say, like that outfit, man, this feels good. This is me. This has been me through what, personal, professional, everything. So we are going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another part of figuring out who you are and what success really means.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. The experts are here. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
It's a sad fact that fraud is rampant in today's business environment. The headlines scream about once prestigious organizations falling victim to or crumbling due to the consequences of fraud. How do you keep fraud from affecting you and your business? Tune in to Fraud Talk with host Chris Marquet. Chris has over 30 years of fraud investigation experience, business intelligence, and is a renowned security consultant. Chris and his guests will inform you and help keep you from being the next statistic of fraud. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back. This is Kathy Bass, your host, with my guest, Andrew Kolakoff. We just were talking about self-awareness, the micro, the macro level, the power of that, how that's going to get you to that core of who are you, .. Really. I love the .. because that's a word that's the gap. That's the part in between. Andrew does a lot of mentoring, as I mentioned, and works at incubators and is exposed to many, many entrepreneurs and has helped them. And we have both discovered through different ways the land between idea and execution is vast. So we are here to narrow that gap for you. Again, no shortcut. You got to do the work. But if you know what steps to take, what direction you're heading, you're going to get there quicker. That's those 10,000 hours we are trying to shorten. So Andrew had this in his book. This is great, and this comes from my research, actually Zappos. I saw them delivering happiness. Their nice. Big blue bus when it came into Phoenix, and their message was so simple, and that is the power of simplicity, simple yet powerful. Andrew's quote in his book is, "Success comes from happiness, period. Happiness does not come from success."
It's a big thing to say.
Yes.
So the question then that comes to mind is, well, how do I get happy in this definition of happy so that I can become successful?
Yeah.
And as anybody would tell you, the answer lies within. Hence why we're having this whole conversation.
We're bringing out what's within.
We're having this whole conversation. So,
and I'm going to give a quick shortcut because he had something else in there about leaders. And this really stood out to me when I read his book. We know this, but somebody says it and you'd go, wow, I didn't really think of it that way. There is no recipe and there is no profile. And actually, leadership is going in front and going into the unknown, the uncomfortable.
It even goes deeper than that. I mean, there have been leadership scholars now for over 100 years, and you can read all the information that's been compiled in all the books, and the one thing that they know for sure is that there is no leadership profile. super successful. Because think about it, it's actually a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because you don't have to live up to expectations.
Well, it's not just that. If we knew what exactly to do, then everybody would be the same.
Oh, boring.
Every leader would be the same because they would say, well, that's what you do to be successful. That's what you do. And it's not quite that easy. And, there are things that you can do to elevate yourself, and then by doing so, you bring your elevated self to it.
So this is kind of like catching up with business, your elevated self. Not faking till you make it, but catching up with that elevated self, filling in.
Socrates said, the goal is to live with arete. And arete, the direct translation of the word, I believe, is to live with virtue. And he said that there is this highest version of yourself, and then there is where you are now, and there's that gap.
But point A, point B.
And you have to constantly be striving to reach arete.
Yep.
And that is where so many incubators and business schools and leaders don't realize to work on themselves, sharpening their own saw. They have to work on themselves just as much they do the business. And that is something I have seen in every great, happy, successful leader.
Is that the blind spot?
Yes, they work well. Exactly, and they work just as hard on themselves as they do the business.
Does it ever end?
Yes, when you pass.
Well, okay. Not that. But that was my thing. I was so like, where's the finish line? I gave an example, Jay Leno, top comedian. This is, again, when he was on TV, still going to the Comedy and Magic Club every Sunday to practice. And you have William Shatner and his new, I like to call him projects, not this new self. So that's what I mean by that. It's a continual cycle, and it's a daily basis, so you don't lose that momentum. And so let's go into that, the blind spot, the thing that's missing, the thing they don't teach you in school, the thing, because you just see someone leading and you see, oh my God, they did it. Here's how they did it.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
but
all
you don't
they
know
focus
that part.
On the doing. They don't focus on the being. And that is something I like to talk about in my book and to give you practical ways that you can actually improve yourself so that whatever you are doing, when you get to the doing, it can be better.
So can you touch on that before we go into my favorite saying that I discovered 3 years ago? The habits, traits, and belief systems, which is, it's just skipped over so much. And it's what you saw missing, what I saw missing, and what really gets that discipline and gets you to that higher self. So I'd love to hear what you have to say about habits, traits, and belief systems.
I'd be happy to talk about it.
The essence of who you are.
Yeah. what I have found is that happy, successful leaders have, you know, it does boil down. You mentioned the word simplicity, the power of simplicity.
I love that word.
So let me try and make it as simple as possible, as best I can.
Simple yet powerful.
Yes. And that is, it really boils down to understanding what I mean and what I'm about to tell you, what I mean about making 100% commitments and about habits and examining that in great depth. And I'd be happy to elaborate on that, but it really boils down to, at least in my professional opinion, it boils down to the examination of your habits, the improvement of them, the incorporation of new and better ones, and the understanding that they're done with commitment. And that's something if we're supposed to go to break, I don't know, but that's something that I'd love to talk about is commitments. Let me give you an example. So most people make 100%, you know, you say, I'm going to make 100% commitment, and they make the commitment, right?
Always in the beginning.
Exactly, especially in the beginning. So let's create the example of we're going to go on a diet. For those that need to go on a diet, and I probably could.
I think everyone's all been there.
I think we all have been there, most of us. In the beginning, it's a bit of a struggle. There's a shift. And I think the key word here is struggle. What I found from super happy, successful leaders, entrepreneurs, amazing people is that somehow there's no struggle when they make a commitment because they have a way of so incorporating it into them. They have literally made the life choice, not the choice for however long, that this is now how they're going to live their life. And it's now a part of me. It flows through my veins, and it's in my body, and this is who I am. That is a commitment. That is what I call
they made a decision, and they're not wavering. 100%
commitment. So there is a big difference between what maybe you thought was 100% commitment and what they think 100% commitment is.
And that's where we first bonded with the Simon Sinek start with why. And that's ultimately what it boils down to. And I've noticed it when I do that. Is I make a decision, and that's how I show up, and that's how I do the things. And then I get the self-awareness afterwards, and I say, well, how did that go? How'd you like it?
Yeah, but you're not normal.
One is.
In
that's
the best way, because you have this innate understanding of that. And I don't think people really do. I don't think they intuitively have that understanding.
You know, I built that muscle myself, though, just because I got sick of being sick of my life. And I went to the library.
It came from the struggle. It came from the pain.
Came from the library, 55 books, observing people, that whole thing. And so that's, but going back to what you said about the leaders and the decision, that's exactly what it is they decided this is what I'm doing. Not, they don't have everything mapped out, but there is no, you know, gray area of should I be doing this? Shoulda, woulda, coulda. The uddas can't, that's
you know,
bad.
Sometimes the path is not so clear.
It never is, but, I don't think.
But if you can figure out and break it down to the smallest components and just figure out what you can do now.
Well, Stephen Covey.
What can I do right now. That is all you need to focus on. And don't shrink from the enormity of what needs to be accomplished. Just stay focused on the small micro component that hopefully you created and that you can work on right now.
And that's key. Otherwise, you're going to hit that, which you've seen, I'm sure, a lot, the overwhelm, the struggle, and you freeze. And so when I hit that, because we all want to achieve great things, okay? But you do have to break it down. That's it.
You have to break it down.
How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? That's what I say to myself to get myself into self-awareness. And it is a muscle. I mean, you can train it. And
And I'm glad you mentioned training. And that's something I also bring up in the book is, okay, this is all
our field just looks different.
This is a great conversation, guys, if you're listening. But, you know, how do you actually do this? How do you create these habits? What are the habits I even should be creating? And you know, how do I make this change? And, you know, I discuss that in the book. And I'd like to tell you, you know, I do all of them. I'm not perfect. But these are things I've noticed. I've been around very successful people for so many years. I've been able to really see how they be.
It rubs off on you.
I've really been able to learn from how they be, not so much what they do. And
I'm going to stop you there because we're going to go to a short break because that's my favorite part. And B, I mean, that's, you know, with branding, it starts with B, and it is that simple and that hard. It's that process, the struggle in between. But how do you feel when you push to the other side? It's awesome because then, like I said, it's behind you. It's not in front of you. And I think the main thing, too, that I've been thinking about is Andrew and I were talking about a movie, and you see, you know, you don't see this part. Take one, take two, you see the finished product. And with entrepreneurs or just any individuals, you don't have to have a label, we are actually in a live movie where everyone's watching us. And I don't think people realize it because it doesn't look, like you said, training. Like, okay, then you think of a gym somewhere else. No, we're out here. We're in our car. We're in our traffic. We're in our laptop, our office, coffee shop. That is our movie that's live, and it's not perfect. But it's a process. You work. You train the muscle. And we are going to go to a short break and come back with my favorite recipe for happiness.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Bass, your host, with my guest, Andrew Kolakoff. Getting into my favorite part, just going to dive right into it. I had done a seminar before, and I actually was speaking at the beginning, and I said something that was kind of like didn't hit me until a couple weeks after, and I said, this is why I love dogs, because they are so simple. What do they have to do? That one thing, just be. It's us humans that complicate it. And Andrew is here helping me today get to the core of who are you, really? And this, you know, it's the way we're brought up, what we see, we've got it backwards. And so we want to move forwards. We want to get you moving forward to that point B, that higher self. So very simply, most people say, I'll be happy when I do this and when I have this. Material things. And of course, Andrew, like I said, knows how to push buttons and open doors and has a different twist, which I love because it just breaks you out of that normal thinking. And he puts in his book, most people are doing this, and then he's going to guide you into the being part of it. And he says most of them do one, a little bit on the being, a lot of, in capital letters, L-O-T-T-A, a lot of on the doing. I got to do this. I got to be busy, 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 get this done. And perhaps too much as well on the having. I think that's called keeping up with the Joneses. So we're just going to simplify this like we love to do. And let's just get to that B part. I'm going to hand the mic over to Andrew have him guide you.
Well, interestingly, you know, life is never as simple as we're trying to make it. And interestingly, to better be...
That's why we're here.
To better be, believe it or not, you have to do. So, and what does that mean? What do you mean to better be, I have to do? Well, you have to have better habits. I mean, the first thing you can how to better be is by incorporating better habits into your life. And let me give you examples of those things. There's something in Japanese, a word called Kaizen.
Ooh.
Kaizen means things I can do better. I actually have a journal, and I have lists of all these things. And you should challenge yourself or make a commitment. But understand, when you make a commitment, what I mean by a commitment, it's a complete incorporation. It's how you're going to be for the rest of your being. And so I make a list of things I can do better. It's a living, breathing list. It's always growing. I have a list of how I wish to be remembered. And I'm always adding on that. I have...
Your legacy.
Yes. I have a list of what can I tidy up. And I'm always crossing and adding onto that list. Most people have tasks, you know, and I have that too. But I also have things like the person I intend to become, or... I found that a lot of happy, successful people do something called mental contrasting, where they'll have something that a result they want to achieve, and they look at the steps, and then they contrast. Well, what if that step doesn't go the way I want it to? And they write it down, and then they're kind of actually prepared if that happens. And also, in reverse, if it does happen, how am I going to be prepared for that? So they actually have, super successful, happy people have actual lists, and they do this. I have something that I call it my personal mantra, and I say, when I wake up in the morning, it's my thing that I say every day to myself.
Set your intention for the day.
And it's actually my intention for my life. And it's a little bit long, but I read it and I say it, and it keeps me on path, because there's something about words. If you think about it, Kathy, when we go to church or synagogue or wherever we go, if any of us are religious or
into
believe
nature.
In God, you know, everything is put into words.
Words are
obviously
powerful.
Words are powerful. So create those powerful
words. Well, words shape your character.
For yourself. Create lists for you. You know, who are you? Here's a really important one. What are your non-negotiable commitments?
Ooh, that's a good
Where
one.
Where are your boundaries so that if you actually wrote it down and you were scanning your lists and you happen to see them every day, and of course you're going to add some more on and maybe subtract some, you know, because you're always growing. When something comes up, a tough moment, you're going to be like, wait a minute, that's something I don't negotiate on.
Yes.
That is a value that I'm not willing to compromise. And you're going to know how to be better because you've been working on doing this for yourself.
So it becomes more natural and part of your being.
You practice it, it's amazing how you better be. I also have a gratitude journal. I write down 10 things, new things every day I'm grateful for, which challenges the heck out of me.
Yeah.
Because think about 10 new ones every day. But the cool thing that happened out of that for me, the obvious is, well, of course, you feel more grateful. But even if you have a bad day, you know you have all this going on in your life and happy for. Well, here's something that happened for me that I didn't expect and nobody ever told me it would happen. And that was that exercise helped me remember so many moments in my life that I forgot about.
It also
especially
shifts your mindset.
Especially beautiful moments.
Right.
Magical moments. Moments that actually helped shaped me. And I completely forgot about them. And other people that have done the exercise have told me the same thing.
Yes.
So,
amazing.
You know, it's these kind of things and how you shape yourself. And when you start doing that, and if you are a leader, you'll notice that people around you will change.
Within.
Everybody will change. They'll see that. You know, I say, you know, as parents, we have two really important jobs. One of them, everybody knows. And that is that we're supposed to unconditionally love our children and give them time. And unfortunately, a lot of us screw that up. But we also have another job. And that other job is we have to prepare them for life.
Yes.
But how we do that, Kathy, is how we live our life.
Yeah, lead by example. I mean, that's...
Exactly. So
that is the key. We're actually, unfortunately, running out of time. We could... I wish we had more time. And, I mean, this is the blind spot, and those are great examples, great ways to do it. And it when you write it down, it brings it into that awareness, and you see it. The Blind Spot is the book that Andrew wrote that can be found on Amazon.com. There's also a free exercise I have on my website, LadiesWhoBrand.com. Download that free PDF. And in closing, I mean, I hope you got a lot of different nuggets there, and it really is that simple and that powerful. Just become aware why you're doing things, where you want to go, why you want to go there, and just ask yourself that, keep yourself in mind. The saying, this is a great way to close, is what Andrew had in his book. And this is key because this used to be me. I don't have to prove myself to improve myself. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone else, and I'm going to let Andrew close with his platinum rule. Not his golden rule, but platinum.
Yeah, I have in the book, I call it the platinum rule, and I call it the platinum rule because when you're really working on yourself, you know, the golden rule we all know is do unto others as you want to be done to you. Well, the platinum rule is the reverse. To do to yourself, treat yourself how you treat others. And that's so important. If you're really dedicated to being good to people, do it to yourself.
Think of that oxygen mask on the plane. Treat yourself first. I mean, that platinum rule, everyone wants to go platinum. So I hope you get to that next level by doing what you love and love what you're doing by simply being. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Andrew.
That was very powerful. And I will be back next week.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding.
Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.